Saturday, an estimated 5,000 people gathered at Eugene's federal courthouse as part of the Global March for Our Lives event. KLCC's Brian Bull reports.
Many adults came, including the Raging Grannies, who sang a darkly satirical song about school shootings and the gun control debate.
All those live shooter drills, yet many still were killed.
Yet the organizational leadership largely came from the students themselves, including Cadence Rose from the Academy of Arts and Academics. She watched the courthouse plaza fill out with supporters well before the event got started.
Oh my God, it's amazing. We could not have hoped for anything better. This is crazy. There are more people coming in, and this is so cool.
Rose and other student leaders emphasized the debate wasn't partisan, even as anti-NRA and anti-Trump signs emerged from the crowd. Jonah Meisner is a senior at Churchill High. He thinks the movement toward safer schools has made unprecedented strides for not challenging people's Second Amendment rights.
The point is to not take guns away. It's just to make it so that we don't have to worry about getting shot in our schools anymore by having, you know, proper gun restrictions to keep people who do not deserve assault rifles from obtaining them.
There were hecklers, both in the crowd and in passing traffic, who yelled pro-NRA or gun rights slogans. Another student leader, Maya Correll, wasn't fazed. She says now it's time to work with state lawmakers to get common sense gun laws in place.
Nationally, we need to be holding our administration accountable and demanding change.
Do you think the administration will listen?
I don't know. I hope so. I think that it's going to be impossible with all of the marches and protests that are happening today to not listen.
Marchers wound through downtown Eugene, accompanied by a brass band and police escort. Organizers say they'll work to keep their efforts alive in the public consciousness, as well as keep up voter drives so elected officials don't forget either. Brian Bull, KLCC News.